From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel, reporting from Washington. Kenya's Supreme Court has nullified the results of last month's presidential election that handed a victory to incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta. David Maraga is Chief Justice of the Kenyan Supreme Court.
The presidential election held on 8th August 2017 was not conducted in accordance with the Constitution and the applicable law, rendering the declared results invalid, null, and void.
The court said Friday the Electoral Board had committed irregularities and illegalities during the vote, harming the integrity of the election. Mr. Kenyatta says he will abide by the decision.
I personally disagree with the ruling that has been made today, but I respect it as much as I disagree with it.
Opposition leader Raila Odinga had petitioned the court to throw out the results of the August election, and despite the victory in court, Odinga called for tough action against the Electoral Board.
We have no faith at all in the Electoral Commission as currently constituted. They have committed criminal acts. Most of them actually belong to the jail. And therefore, we are going to ask for prosecution of all the Electoral Commission officers who have caused this monstrous crime against the people of Kenya.
Kenya's constitution says new elections must be held within 60 days. U.S. stocks are up on Friday, with the Dow hitting the 22,000 mark for the first time in more than 2 weeks. This is VOA News.